At the heart of the Christian faith is forgiveness. Jesus' death on the cross is all about forgiveness. We've sinned against God, we've done wrong, we've offended him, we've rebelled against him, even though sometimes we're hardly aware of it. Christopher reminded us last week how easy it is to offend somebody and yet be blithely unaware that we've done anything wrong at all. And in the reading last week, we heard Jesus lay out a kind of process for reconciliation. And somewhat surprisingly, the first duty is on the offended person, the victim, the object of the offence. The duty is on that person to pipe up first. Excuse me, somebody has hurt me. Somebody's done me wrong. Because if we sit there silently resenting it all, nothing's going to change. So if you're the one who feels, I've been hurt, I've been offended, then you've got to take the first step. That's what Jesus says. You have to say something. You have to speak first. Yes, I know it's the other person's fault and all that, but you have to start the process. And that's quite difficult, isn't it? Think for a moment about the case of us and God. God piped up. God told his people what he wanted. He gave them the law, the Ten Commandments, and so on. And when they sinned, God sent them the prophets to call them back to him and to tell them to be faithful to him again. And they blithely carried on sinning without realizing the wrong that they were doing. And so God sent nations and armies to invade them and defeat them in battle and carry them off into captivity to try and call them back to himself, shouting to them that they needed to come back to him. And eventually, he sent a saviour, his son Jesus, to bring full and final free forgiveness on the cross. But here's the catch. Along with that free forgiveness comes responsibility. Here's the catch. If we accept God's forgiveness of us, then God calls us to pass it on, to forgive others, to follow him and to show his character, his generous, giving nature, and to be like him. Do you remember the story? The two servants. The king forgave the first servant his unimaginably huge debt. He just said, I forgive you. And do you remember what that servant did? He found another servant who owed him a few pennies. And he throttled him until, you know, pay me back. And so what was the king's reaction? The king was angry. The king said, that's not right. I forgave you. You should have forgiven him. And Jesus said in the last line of the story, Jesus said, if we don't forgive others, then God won't forgive us. You might think, well, that's a bit fierce, isn't it? But Jesus knew God better than anybody else has ever known him. Jesus knew what he was talking about. Do you remember in the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our sins. What's the next bit? As we forgive those who sin against us. That's right. The two things are linked, aren't they? So, question for today. Do we forgive those who sin against us? Think for a moment. Who would you least like to be sitting next to you right now? Now, it's possible that person is sitting there. I'm sure it isn't. But in your worst nightmare, who would you not like to be there? Who do you not get on with? Who's hurt you? Who do you resent and resist? They may be far away at the moment. They may be on the other side of the world. I don't know. Or they may have died even. But if you resent them, then you need to forgive them. And that's not actually for their sake, but it's actually for your sake. We were hearing yesterday morning in a training session, we were hearing two little stories about that. One is about a person who drank rat poison and then waited for the rat to die. And of course it's not going to happen, is it? Because the person has drunk the poison rather than the rat. Now, if we don't forgive people, we're like that. We're like a person who drinks poison and then waits for the other person to die. It isn't going to happen. We also heard a story about how to catch a monkey. And what you do, I expect you know this, don't you? You're all experts at catching monkeys, no? Apparently what you do is you get a vase with a narrow neck and you put some nuts inside. And the monkey reaches inside and he grabs the nuts and then he can't pull his fist out. Won't come out. So apparently, I'm told, the monkey stays there. He won't escape. He can't run away because his fist is stuck. And he's not going to let go of the nuts because he wants them. That is the way to catch a monkey, apparently. Now, you could tell that monkey how to escape, couldn't you? You could tell him very easily. You got it worked out. You let go of the nuts. He's not going to do that. And if we don't forgive people, we are like that monkey, not letting go of the bitterness and the resentment. But as soon as you let go, you're free and you're released. Resentment binds your heart and enslaves your emotions. But forgiveness brings release. Nobody said it was easy, but it is the hard path to freedom for the soul. Can I have a moment of quiet now where you can perhaps think of the person that you need to forgive and to let go of? And now maybe in your heart, say that you forgive them. Lord, this isn't easy, and yet we know that it will bring us freedom and also we need to forgive. Lord, you have forgiven us. In our turn, I forgive that person I'm thinking of. In Jesus' name, amen.